Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory for the day that we have declared the praying for the nation. Father, today is the day that we just take advantage of your word, and Father, the ability to give your word back to you. Thank you for everything you have done for us and to us, and shown us how to do more than what you want us to do. It is to praise you, to love you, and to adore you, and to magnify your name. I come this morning believing, Father, that my body is 100%, my mind is 100%, my actions are 100%. All that I do today in the name of Jesus shall be 100%. And by me saying 100% before you, Father, in this earth realm, I declare and decree that my mind, my body, my soul, and my spirit, 100% of God, in God, by God, through God. Today is the day that we call upon you because we know that without you, in the world we now live in, nothing is possible. But with you, all things are possible. Oh, we just said, thank you, Father. I love you today. I praise you. I pray, Father, today for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to be upon my body, my mind, my thought, my action, upon everyone I look upon and pray and believe and touch, and that your word will become more solidified in our action. I want to thank you, Father, for your word that you have given us. For you, Lord, you will fight for me, and you will not be silent. You will fight for me, Father, and you will not be silent. But you say I am to be silent. And because of my silence, it gives you the right to come into my life and to do what you have declared you're going to do by your word. And then, Holy Father, I want to thank you for the radio station that you've given to me, for the people that you've given to me to be a part of it. And I pray that I be a wise pastor in doing it. I pray that I will take your word and take it for the full force. And you said in your word, Father, let no community, no corrupted talk come from out of my mouth. If I let corrupted words come out of my mouth, will you forgive me? Let the blood of Jesus wash my mouth thoroughly. But only it is good for the building up, for the occasion, that it may give grace to those that hear. And Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your word. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise you, Father. For I know, Father, your word says I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but I wrestle against the rules against the rulers, against the authority, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces, evil, and heavenly places. And I know, Father, there's a place called there for God to dwell. God watches over all. We've been known as atmosphere, ionosphere, stratosphere. And somewhere in one of those three areas, Satan operates. We know he's a liar, but we know we have a clear access to your word, Father. It's through Jesus Christ. It is through Jesus Christ that we have a clear access. And I come today just believing, Father, that you've given a clearer access to me, a clearer access to you for the things I believe, for the things I say. And I'm just asking you, Father, that you would just keep me, Father. You know, I will not do as a coward, the fathers, the baseball and murderers, the sexual immoral sorcerers, adulterers, and liars that proportion and take liquor, fire, and burn. And Father, that's not my desire. My desire is to live according to your word. For you said, oh God, you said this here. You said in your word that if I love my neighbor and hate the enemy, but you say, Jesus, you told me, Jesus, you said love your enemy and pray for those that persecute you. Oh, praise you, Father. I pray for those who persecute me, and I pray for those who persecute the righteous, that we will stand in this hour that America become more viable. America become a nation to see and understand. Oh, thank you, Father. Ah, thank you, Father, for everything you've done for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes. This is what I send you. This told me, Father, love me and pray for them that persecute me. And I will, Father, according to your word. So you, to praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. When the sons of your Father, who is in heaven, for he made no sun rise upon the evil and on the good, and send rain upon the just as the unjust. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And then, Father, because I just come before you with thanksgiving in my heart, I just say thank you once again, Father. Oh, I praise you. And then, Father, because your word, your written, your rhema, your spoken, I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you for it that became flesh. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it. Thank you for everything that we have done thus far. Thank you for this hour. Thank you for this time. Thank you for letting me get up, even though the body, oh, I don't confess it, but I believe, Father, there's healing in this body. As I come to you this day, I come bowing before you. You give me this radio. I thank you for it. I'm able to communicate with somebody out there. Somebody over here. And I come to you and asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your mercy endure forever for us, Father. But let your grace be more abound. And Father, we don't want to taste your wrath. We want your love more than anything, Father. And then, Father, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to call on your name. Teach us, as Jesus said, can you not pray with me for 1 hour? And, Father, the thing we're praying is that your will be done in the earth realm. Or somebody is sick, has been attacked by the devil. Give us that anointing that breaks every bond, breaks every shackle, breaks every bound, breaks every evil spirit. It's cast it down. Oh, pray then, break every chain. Break every chain. Thank you, Holy Father. And then, Father, I ask you that my mind becomes solidified with knowledge, understanding, and your world to come, and this world I now live in. Thank you. And those two lesbians that came to my house yesterday, Father, I pray for them both. I pray for them, Father. I pray that they will come to the reality of knowing Jesus Christ, the reality of serving Jesus Christ, the reality of taking charge. And then, Father, I just bind those evil spirits. I bind them and call them a lie open. I have nothing to hide. Nothing to hide. For the murderers, for the adulterers, for those that don't see it where we see it. And then, Father, that was a time that we were on the radio where we had a prayer group. But, Father, you raised back it up again. I must be faithful in what you want done. I must be faithful. I am going to be faithful. I shall be. I got to be faithful. Thank you, Father, for hearing what I'm saying this day. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for hearing me. Thank you, Father. For I pray for the president. I pray for that office of the president. I pray for it, Father. I pray that the person who's in there, or the person you're going to put in there, more an opportunity, Father. But I pray, Father, that that woman or man this hour will come with the knowledge of God and let this nation know without God, full repentance must come. May they take that bold statement upon themselves, that conviction, and stand for, not for this present world that moves and flashes by, but the world that's coming, what God has for us. It's in eternity. And Father, your word, let your word pour down in us, Father. Give us the wisdom and the knowledge more than anything else. I want to just thank you for the president. I want to thank you for that office I have prayed for. I pray that you will help to give us the wisdom and the knowledge to do what needs to be done. But we have a great mission, Father, but we need more of a leader, more leaders that will come to the forefront, that have a desire in their heart not to hurt the people, not to set the people back, but because you said in your word, those who think that they have not, they don't have it. But as we call upon you this day, and we thank you for this, I want to thank you for not only the president, I want to thank you for both houses of Congress. I want to thank you this day in the name of Jesus, that you would have mercy upon us, Father. That you would show us what you would have us to do this day. And today is the day that I just say thank you. Today is the day that I say I love you. Today is the day that I adore you. Today is the day that I believe you. Today is the day that I adore you. I want to thank you for both houses of Congress. I say, Father, that they will come to an understanding to know that without you, Father, they can do nothing. But in you, they can do all things. Let them come to an agreement to get things done in this day and time. I know the government should sit on the shoulders of Jesus Christ. But while we sit in the earth for him for long, seeing it being prolonged, but we know that God has given us through Jesus Christ the ability to call souls to come on in, the ability to know those. We just want to say thank you. We just want to say we love you. We just want to say we adore you. We just want to say we magnify you. We just want to say we praise you, Father. And we thank you, Father. And we thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And Father, it's you that we just say to you, we just say hallelujah, and we praise you, and we love you, and we love you, Father, and we give you the glory, and we thank you for everything you have done. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Para so curi andrea sikirieta, lo corondra hahrondra isitrio. I praise you, and I thank you. Father, I need you this day. I need you this day. I need you this day. I need you this day for my nation. I need you this day for my personal income. I need you for this day, Father. I need you not only for this day, but every day is a day that you make and you send it to the earth realm. And for this we say thank you. But I just declare and decree right now, Father, for the Supreme Court. Forgive them, Father, what they have done, for they know not what they've done. Forgive them, Father. But let the people that cry out and wail. For you said in your word, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. And Father, we can get the men to start praying, the women start praying, the children, and get those in elected officials start praying. We can see a great change in this world, Father. Let fear not engulf us, but let the fear of God, because we know that we're on God's side. We have the love on God's side. And Father, I just said thank you. And today is the day that we stretch our hands out to you, and we just say, yada, 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 yada. And Father, we know that some are sleeping right now before your presence, but their spirits are active before you. And we say thank you, because you're going to reunite our bodies one of these days. Some of us are alive, and some are dead. But while I'm in this different body, Father, I just thank you. I ask you this day to give me the wisdom and the knowledge to do what you call me to do, Father. I praise you, and I love you, and I adore you. I magnify your name today, Father. You have said in your word, love ye one another as I have loved you. And by this the world will know that we are your disciples. Not the world, for the world doesn't care anything for us, Father. The world doesn't even love us. The world despises us. The world hates us. But as I call upon you, Father, I call upon you and say thank you. Thank you, Holy Father. I pray you hear my prayer in the name of Jesus this morning. I pray you hear the prayer of the nation this morning. I pray, Father, that you would just unction unto us, Father, and let it be known, Father. For there are some desires that the governors have. They need to have you, Father. They need to bow before you and pray and to call upon the name that's above every name. And let our governor, let him become more loving, Father, not in his own way, but in the love of truth, and just come to that point, Father. And let it not be thought of what they think, but what you have set forth in your holy written, in your holy Bible, Father, as we call it. But it's the word that was written. And we just declare it's a biblical that has been written for the reproach of all of us. I want to thank you for the book from Genesis to Revelation, because in there it is mentioned of God. And you, God, being God, and you have all the power. But, Father, I want to thank you. Oh, I want to thank you more than anything for the word that penetrated my heart in Hebrews chapter 1. And I've read it many times, but you opened up my understanding for it. I want my understanding to be much better. I want it to be more better that I can praise you and love you and adore you. I want to thank you for the fullness of what you're doing in me. I want to thank you for a better understanding, Father, a better understanding. I pray this day, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I pray, Father, for the knowledge of your word, the knowledge of your word, so that I can walk and go throughout the nation and preach and teach the gospel. Hallelujah. If I'm, hear my prayers, O Lord. Hear my prayers. Thank you, Father. And then, Father, there are those who think they have the different word, but the found say comes in the hand of Jesus Christ, the God. And Jesus said these words. He said, I know not the Father's hour, but that's what the Father has reserved unto himself. Oh, thank you, Father. That keep us to get ready, continue to get prepared, continue to praise you and to love you and to adore you and to magnify your name as we come before you. And then, Father, I just know for yes, Father, every evil spirit has no authority. We let the blood of Jesus take us to the throne of God. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us. I want to say thank you, Father. I want to say thank you for the mayors. I said thank you. I want to just thank you for them, Father. Hari umbara sikiri onda hakon sukun koki kagyayon lekumuyata ta sikiyon tete. Thank you, Father, for everything that you have done. Thank you, Father, for the great ability that you're doing for us and through us and about us. And then, Father, I'm just asking you in the name of Jesus that you will set forth the fullness of it all and the understanding of it all. And then, Father, that you will expose, expose, Father, all unrighteousness, Father, in this hour, that we might come to the better understanding, to know that you, besides you, there is none. Some I just love that didn't come on, but I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I'm just not pressing my way in for people. I'm pressing my way in for the love of God through Jesus Christ. Because without Jesus Christ, I have no right to you, Father. I don't have a right to you. But it's through Jesus Christ that I come with the right. It's through Jesus Christ I call upon you. It's through Jesus Christ I ask you. It's through Jesus Christ I believe you. It's through Jesus Christ that I adore you. It's through Jesus Christ that I praise and love you and adore you and magnify your name. But Father, I just said thank you. I said thank you once again. Hallelujah. 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 I pray for everyone in this neighborhood. I pray that they will come down, that they will come before, and they will bow before the true and living God. That they will take the authority that you have given to us, Father. The authority that you have given to us, Father. The authority that you have given to us, Father. There's none like you. There's none like you. And we praise you, and we love you, and we adore you. And then, Father, even in my own household, where evil tries to perpetrate, I come against it, call it a liar. I plead the blood of Jesus over every room of this house, over my wife, over everything that comes in this house. The blood of Jesus be against it. If it's not of God, I don't want it around. I thank you, Father. Even the lady to Matisse that will do the work, Father. If there's, I know that's unrighteous. Forgive us, Father. Bring us to a point where we can say we praise you, we love you, we adore you, and we magnify your name, Father. I want to thank you for my pastor. I want to thank you for her that she will come to the trueness of what is happening, Father, because Jesus never kept himself to be away from everybody. But he came before people, and he just honored you and worshiped you and praised you. And I thank you, Father. And I thank you, Father. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. And Father, I ask you, if they don't want me around them, please let me know, Father. Please, don't let me know. Don't let them use me for the somebody can drag around and pull around. Father, just give me a church. People that believe, Father, who can believe, wants to believe, and do the right thing of God. If we're no more than 10 people to start teaching, bring them up to a point, Father. I want us to thank you. I want us to thank you. And I humble myself before you, Father. It's my heart's desire to see people love you, to see people love you. I don't call anything to come on anybody, Father, but truth and love and peace. And so I call on you this day, Father. I need you to be who you in me and of those who are believing. Because without you, I can't do nothing. I need you. I need you, Father. I need you, Father. I need your wealth of understanding. I need your wealth of your knowledge. I need your wealth of doing what you said do. You came, you sent Jesus. And Jesus had declared in the creed, he says, nothing without the Father. And we just believe what he said. Nothing without you, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus. I said, thank you. I praise you, and I adore you, and I magnify your name. For I know this day that you have made for this body. I know there will be improvement, the healing upon my hand, arm, my whole right side. Will be completely healed. Any disease that's attacking my body will be thwarted in the name of Jesus. And Father, give me words of peace and of joy before you. And I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Para si kirion de rehita, lembo poposan de rehito, coco shan de rehita, lambo co somba kikioko rosso, aliba fo coriander, lambo co san de rehita, the cojon de reha, lambo co son de rehita, the ho, la cosa, kiko yande de ha, si kirio, landere si kiriande de ha. And for America, Father, let America become a full, repentant nation of peace, for peace and joy, that they will look upon the people, Father, and that they will honor their people, they will take care of their people, and the needy, Father, the needy. Lampopo wasikio seko sandriata. Lama sakio. Ayana da sikiria. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. For we see your wrath, Father, upon the unrighteous, Father. O sandriata. O kora sikiria andriha. Ayiko husha. Lomba con son de rieto, caca si quieto, Rosa. Lako Sandria ta ayeko Sandria. Halele Bapa po Sandria. Halele po Sandria. Kiso Sandria. Lambo ko Sandria. Oh, Bambasa. And then, Father, because it's your word that I believe. It's your word I believe, Father. And Father, you said through Jesus Christ, your kingdom, Jesus, you say it in your word. This kingdom is not of this world. Your kingdom is of the Holy Father. And it's because we come to him now. And in the name of Jesus, we come to him because he said it. You said it, Father. Hallelujah. And Father, we just said thank you. Oh, Lord, my God. In you will we trust. In you will we believe. Oh, we will not be ashamed, Father. We will not be ashamed. That those who are ashamed don't know the true and living God. But we just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for everything that you have done for me, Father. Oh, and Father, I just want to thank you for your word, said how you anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father, this example for us today. We know that you are anointing us for the work that you've done us. Oh, with power and authority. And we want to go out. We just want to go out and do your will, casting out demons, laying hands on the sick and sin and recover. We're not looking for a big choir. We're looking for your word, but that's a need, but that's a desire in the hearts. And Father, I met some widows yesterday. I didn't get all their names, but the widows, I pray for them to live in that area. I pray for them, Father. I pray that their hearts will be solidified with the love of God, the understanding of God, the peace of God, more than anything else in the world. And then, Father, because we said thank you, we said thank you, and we take you at your word, Father. Oh, we take you at your word. Oh, we take you at your word, Father. There's so much of your word, we just digest. We chew and we digest. And I want to say thank you. Father, we stand in much desire of your love more now than ever. We yield that we might, that the love of God through Jesus Christ will come. But let the door open, Father, right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we praise you. And we love you. I adore you. Yes, I do, Father. I never seen you, but I felt your presence through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, praise your Father. Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Well, praise the living God. You got a word?
The word is trust him.
Oh, well,
in all that we might be going through, trust him.
Trust
him. We may not have our rent money, but trust him. We may have wayward children, but trust him. We may be sick in our bodies, but trust him. He's a trusting God. He will answer prayers. Seek him while you yet may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Heavenly Father, I would just love to continue in prayer. My prayer is, God, first of all, that you will forgive me of my sins and my unrighteousness, my transgressions, my iniquity. God, anything that I've done or said or thought that was not of you, I ask that you will forgive me. And you cast it into that sea of forgetfulness, never to rise again. And then, God, I just want to thank you for your forgiveness, Lord. I want to thank you for renewing me. God, I want to thank you for restoring your spirit within me, Lord. I thank you for the prayer that I heard before, Lord. I thank you, God, because prayer is what we need today, Lord. God, we need you like never before. Our world is turning upside down. Everything that's right is being said that's wrong, God. So, God, I just ask that you would touch the hearts of men and women, first of all, to instill your word in them, Lord, not to compromise and not to make it meet what they would have it to meet. But, God, let them understand that it's the true and living word of your word that's going to go forth, Lord. And, God, that this is a season and a promise and a prophecy of the end times, the things that are going on now, Lord. So let not the believer be unaware. Let not the believer think that these things are happening by surprise, Lord. But in your word that you said it, Lord, in your word that you said that men would be lovers of men and women lovers of women, Lord, you said this in your word, Lord. You said that you was going to turn things over to a reprobate mind, Lord. But it's only the remnant that stays fast and unmovable and always abounding in the word, God. So we the remnant, have to come together and be on one accord. We know that you said that there's strength in numbers, Lord. So, God, let us come before. Let the believers stand up. Let someone know that we're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. God, this is a nation that is set up on a political system. God, but when the top Supreme Court would endorse something as such as what they did, God, we know that they need saving, Lord. We know that salvation is not in the Supreme Court, Lord. So we pray for that Supreme Court right now, Lord, that somebody will touch them, that your Holy Spirit will reach out to them, Lord. Let them come to the full consciousness of their mind, that they've been given a position, Lord, that stands before the people, Lord, and God, that supposedly they have the last say-so, Lord. But I'm so glad that I know that the last say-so comes from you, Lord. God, I lift up the president, Lord. He's been the most ridiculed president that's been in my lifetime, Lord. But I just thank you that he's been able to stand and go on, Lord. Maybe we're not comfortable with every decision he's made, but he's made the decision. He was willing to stand and make the decisions that he did, Lord. So, God, even he needs praying for, Lord, for his family, you know, for his wife and his children, Lord, that have had to stand under the persecution of him being an African-American president, Lord. But, God, I'm so glad that you gave him standing power, Lord. And so what people don't understand is that he cannot make into law that things that are not passed by the Senate and Congress, Lord. So, God, I just thank you, Lord, that what we might learn and know, Lord. And, God, I know that as a religion, we don't really endorse candidates, but I endorse Sylvester Turner, Lord. God, let us have a mayor that will represent this city, Lord, that has been faithful to this city, Lord, that has done so much for the city, Lord. So, God, I ask that you touch his campaign and that voters will come out and support for right cause, Lord. We've had two gay people ruling this city of Houston. Now it's time for a righteous man to stand up and rule, Lord. So, God, I just bless this campaign, Lord. I bless the people that's going to come out and vote, Lord. And I just thank you. There's just so many things I can thank you for. I thank you for the healing of our bodies, Lord. I thank you for the mindset, Lord, that we will seek you, Lord. I thank you for the mindset that we know that everything is in Christ Jesus, Lord. I praise you this morning that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord. I praise you this morning because by your stripes we are healed. I praise you this morning because you are our all in all. You are the supreme being. You are Jehovah Jireh, God. You are everything that we need. You provide when we don't even see a way, God. I thank you, Lord, that you said that you would continue to keep the faith and the just for, Lord. I just praise you this morning, God, for the opportunity of prayer. I thank you for my lying down last night.
Thank you, Father.
For my early morning rising, Lord. I thank you for the opportunity to be on the prayer line. I thank you for the person that decided to set up the prayer line, God, because we need to come together, Lord. Even if there's not one word said, we need to come together, Lord, and reverence you, Lord, and call you holy, Lord, holy, 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 Lord. And we just say hallelujah to your name today, Lord. You're worthy of our praise, Lord. You're worthy, God. And we ask for so many things, Lord, but ask that we increase in your word so that we can spread the word more effectively, Lord, that somebody will want to hear what we say and come be saved. There's so many religions out there, Lord, that do not believe in you and do not trust in you, Lord. They trust in their own religions. They trust in different things, but we trust in the word of God, Lord. And we ask that we can effectively witness to them, Lord, to help them to see the light. Help them to see Jesus Christ, Lord. I lift up my brother especially who's been serving Islam for over 40 years, Lord. But that's not too long for you because I remember the woman with the issue of blood, Lord, that has suffered all those years. But she just touched the hem of your garment and you garment, Lord, and healed her, Lord. So, God, I believe that my brother is just going to touch you. He's going to reach out and touch you, Lord, and realize that you was not just a prophet, but that you was the Son of God, Lord. I believe that you're going to turn him around, Lord. I believe, God, and I confess it and I claim it by faith, Lord. Help me to stand on your word that it is so, it is so, it is so, it is so. And then, God, I lift up my children. I have to bring it personal this morning, Lord. I lift up my family, those that are walking with you and those that are not. I want to especially call the attention to my baby boy, Lord, who is just out there just walking around in circles, if you want to say, just not with a mind, Lord. And, God, I just ask that you would touch him, Lord. Touch him right where he is, Lord. Turn him around, Lord, while the blood is still warm and running warm in his veins, Lord. You know, just touch him right now, Lord, wherever he is, God, that he will be the man that you're calling for him to be. God, I even pray for my ex-family, Lord. I just ask that you bless them, Lord. Keep them, Lord. And, God, keep their minds and those in that side of the family that are not responding as they are to your word of God. God, I ask that you would teach them and show them the love that is of God, Lord, and not the love that they say, Lord. But I just praise you this morning, God. I just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And if there's anybody that I might have left out, Lord, I lift up my biological family to you today, Lord. My brother-in-law that needs healing in his back, Lord, for the pain that racks through there, Lord. Sometimes that he can't even move, Lord. I ask that you lay your healing hand on him, Lord, and you restore him, Lord. You restore him. I ask that you watch over my sister who hit her head in such a way. It might seem like a little thing, God, but God, you don't know what hitting that head did, but you know that you are a healer, Lord, and that you can lift her up and restore her body, Lord. But most of all, keep them with the faith, Lord, that no matter what and how seemingly small it is, that God is concerned about the small things as well as the big things. So touch her head, Lord, and I thank you for doing it. I thank you for Dr. Hunter, Lord. I thank you for KS Radio, Lord, that it wants to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, that it wants to encourage us of our spiritual gifts, Lord. It wants to encourage us, Lord, that we are somebody in you, Lord. So I just praise you, Lord. And like I said, the word today is trust for me. Trust God. Trust God to bring my son in. Trust God to bring my other son in and to be more compassionate, Lord. I trust you for my children mending their relationships, Lord. Things happened in my family that I thought that never would come nigh me, but they did, Lord. But you are reconciling, Lord. Your blood is so good, Lord. Your blood is so good it works our situations. Your blood is so good that I trust in you for everything, Lord. Not for myself, not for my Social Security check, not for my pension check, Lord. But it's you that supplies my daily needs, Lord. And I just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's not about me, but it's about you, Lord. So I just lean and depend on you, Lord, knowing that you care for me. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And, Father, we just say, once again, we say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Because, Father, we come, you said two can put 10,000. We just believe through faith we can put the demons by themselves. And, Father, we just continue to say, Father, because as we were in prayer, you said in your word to me, no blood shall enter to the kingdom of God. My God, love you, Father. No blood. No blood shall enter to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Father, you've given us Jesus. His body has no blood, but his blood is a testimony to the generation to generation to generation to generation to come. This is my blood, all 8 pints that were poured out at Calvary.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
And because his blood was poured out, his body knew no blood, but he had the hallelujah, Bapo Sikiria. It had the anointing of God. The anointing of God lives in his body. And so, Father, we just believe that we live in these bodies of blood and flesh, but we know that what's inside us, there is that Holy Bahu Shandriha, the Holy Ghost that moves in us and moves us. And then, Father, I want to say thank you. Yes, I want to say thank you from point one. When I read a letter that you had a lady to send me back in the year, Father, but you kept it on my desk to let it be proof that I can let the people know. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
She sent it to me, 627, a letter that, oh, Father, I keep it as it inspires me. She sent a letter to me, 6/12/2012. She said, it has been a pleasure during this season of elevation. May the Lord continue to bless you supernaturally. May you walk in abundance, and may you have your inheritance during this season. I pray that you will be blessed by the CD and the message. Your place of hell will be your place of harvest. Hallelujah. I won't give it a name, but I will say this. Now, that happened in 6/12/2012. And then we are 2015. My God. My God. And also, now, I don't know why I kept this, but it has to be for a reason. It has to be for a reason. God, if every now and then, I didn't know what I would look at it and I see it, but somehow today, and when I was there was prayer for the back, I saw the Spirit of God show me. God say he's touching that man's back on the on the lower part of his. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God said, I'm healing him. But he has to believe. He has to believe. He has to believe it. Because I saw it in the speech. And not only him, but all across America. Hallelujah. And all that we have sisters and brothers, we pray for them. Today is the day, Lord, that we just say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And let your anointing for oldest radio station, hallelujah, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Let the anointing flow. And to all who can receive it, can believe. Not because of me. I'm nothing. But I'm just a believer. I'm a believer. I speak those things that be not as if though they were. I want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing. Thank you, Father. Thank you for her body, her body, her body. Their desires, their needs. Their needs, Father. And I pray that Bogu Son that you will just let Oh yes, Lord. That you will just continue to use her. Continue to use a sharp mind, Father. Use a sharp eye, a sharp ear. Let her walk more attentively, Father, but balanced, Father, in her life. And Father, I pray that you will send the money that she needs, a brand new, I call it Mercury Beans. She needs a new Mercedes Benz, Father. She needs it. And Father, I know that you can do anything and all things, but she needs a vehicle to get around to do your word. The devil said no, but you said yes. You said yes. If it's not a Mercedes Benz she wants, whatever car that's new to satisfy her, let it be, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. You're doing it for her, Father. I don't know where, when, and how, but you're doing it for her. You are doing it for her because she's been faithful. She's been faithful. The devil has lied on her, so she's not faithful. But the devil lied on her, but you're proving it. You're proving it, Father. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. He lied on her. He's at those that live close to her. They lied on her. Even our own family, they've lied on us, Father. They've lied on us. But we stand victory. Oh, Papa, sikiri under here. And then today, Father, today in America, Father, there was a woman in Kentucky. I called her the Kentuckian woman. She stood because she believed. She said, I will not. Now, Father, they try to charge anything else on a mantle, but Father, let it be the mantle of love, peace, and joy. Hallelujah. Oh, praise your Father. Praise your Father. Praise your Father. And then, Father, I want to thank you for Miss Lipscomb getting me involved back once again in the ministry, and I want to be able to take that time and go sit with those in, that are in prison, because let the word not be said before the living God. I didn't visit them while they were in prison, but I want to, Father, not only in a jail where it's go clean, clean, but there are those in the prison of their minds, prison of their thoughts and their action. Some who believe because they got so much education, they don't need to hear, but that's a prison. Only one key and one key in. They only keep it. They will not share it. But the key we have, we share with love. Love unlocks all doors. Holy Ghost, Son. And then, Father, I want to just say thank you. Thank you for Brenda coming on, believing today. And every need and every desire. Wipe our eyes today. Let the joy of Jesus flow in us. Let it flow. Let it flow. And then, Father, we know that there's everything that's happening right now. And we both are praying because it's a need, it's a promise that you have made in these last days that we're now living in. But Father, more now than ever, may I warn the body of Christ. The Jezebel spirit has risen up. The Jezebel spirit has risen up. The Jezebel spirit shall be put down. To the believer, I say to you, eyes open, ears up, walk steady, don't look to the left or right, but look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who will give us what we need. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes. Yeah. Woo! Isn't it something, isn't God good? Amen. I want to read if I got a scripture here that I had one a few minutes ago that I want to read. Something I found in Philippians 2:9-10. Wherefore also God has exalted him and gave unto him the name which is above every name, every name, that's the name of Jesus, every, not some, every knee should bow in heaven and the being on earth and the beings under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, in the glory of the Father forever. Amen. And you know, that's a word for the day. Trust. Trust. I like that. I like what you said. The word, I come in on that word, trust. As we just sing the old church, I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. Oh, you see, hallelujah, somebody.
Welcome. Thank you.
Hey! Thank you. Yes, indeed.
We need you like never before. We need you in our houses, in our cars, on our jobs.
Yes.
We need you, Lord. We need you. We need you in the home. Not on the back burner, but on the front burner, Lord. We need you, God. We need you. We need you. We need you. In every aspect of our lives, we need you, Lord. Every aspect. Sometimes you think you can work it out, and you make it a mess, Lord. So, God, let us submit to your will and not to self. And we understand that you give some of us protections, two protections I'm trying to think of. Going out to here, so it's a auto control vehicles, Lord, that they rebuke the rage driving, you know, God. There's so many innocent people that have lost their mind because somebody was angry on the freeway. Didn't matter if it was them or somebody else, they just shot out in cold blood. I lift up that officer, Lord, who got shot for no reason at all, Lord. I don't like to hear him say it's a part of the duty, but it is a part of the duty. But when you know about it, you don't get upset, ha, ha, ha. You get up thanking God that you have interjected, that you have made things work out, God. This is just a warning sign of the ending of times, Lord. God, have mercy, I can't stress that enough. So when the time comes, we have to be ready, Lord. We have to be ready for the commission that God has put on us, ready for the things that we use, that more for changing our health, Lord. Our health is not in the best because we eat too much salt, Lord. But if you could just buy something, that's a season one, and it helps somebody. And then, God, there's new orange juice from my mind stuff, Lord. I can't think of the name of it, but we need it. You know, we need it. You know, we can't get all that we need and need foods and things that we're supposed to eat. So give us common sense to know that we should take balance, Lord, not because the medicine is the healer, but because Jesus Christ is the healer. And he said, come unto me, all that are labored. That means not just the little children, but it means the grown children, old men, children, anybody that's molding, anybody, Lord.
Anybody.
Your help, Lord. They need your help, Lord. God, no selective person. They all need your help today, Lord. And God, I just ask that these children who are our future, Lord, that somebody will raise them knowing about you. It's not all about Chuck E. Cheese, and it's not all about where we're going here and play ball or it's last enough that we have time to do whatever, but will you take the time that you do what God has you to do? Will you take the time? The time is not spent. I can tell you that time is not spent. And God, I know that you're not satisfied with that. I know that our relationship has gone east when it should have been west. But God bless the decision, Lord. Bless it, Lord, so it can be covered.
And then, Father, I take charge over the slurness in the voice. I ask you to let the complete healing pump up. Pump up, Father. Let the special spiritual anointing flow over her body right now. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And as she reveals herself to you, will you completely heal her? Let her kidneys be operating right. Let them be operating right. Let her speak. Be correct. Let her, not only her, but everyone that's listening to us, Father. Because we come to that point where it really doesn't matter to us. We have met the King. And the King said we have a right to his kingdom. Hey! Oh, thank you for those words, Father. That's a revelation. We've met the King. And the King said, we are welcome to his kingdom. We come in, we go out. But Father, we know that words, expressions that we use to declare our true God. We want to thank you for the words you just gave us in Philippians 2:9-10, where Jesus Christ, and you showed me, you've given him a name that's above every name, a name of Hunter, a name of Brenda, a name that's above every name. A name is an identification. It's identification. Every name shall be above his name. My God. You even gave him a name above your name, Holy Father, Jehovah. Jehovah Nitzkadu. You gave him a name that's a... You even put everything under him. And that's why we love you. That's why we praise you. That's why we adore you. And I said, thank you. I said, thank you for this time we spent and this time of having this prayer together this morning, Father. And I just say to you, Father, we love you. We adore you. But, Father, words that you revealed to me in the morning while I was in prayer, you said, no blood shall enter the kingdom of God. My God, my God. No blood. Ooh, Jesus.
Open up a house of worship, Lord, but let it be an injection, Lord, that they're going to preach the unadulterated word of God. They're going to teach the explanation of why it called itself itself. Understand why. The shepherd should be guided by your word, Lord. Got it. You know, in Isaiah, you say that you would put the words in his mouth, Lord. So, yeah. God, let those words be put in his mouth that he can live the life that he should be, that he's teaching about. He should live the life, God. And we know that all of the ministers do not have him. They do not have him. They do not have things that are that instituted life. Right, and during the biblical times, they used shackles, you know, to keep up with their money, but not us. When our shackles grow, we get all that stuff that we shouldn't get, but I thank God for watching over me. I thank God for watching over, you know, and I praise you all. And I praise KX Radio. If I didn't know what that symbolizes, KSC.
It says,
prophet the Father.
Amen. When God revealed it to me, the words he said, make it KESK. It was called Ask. My wife had it, but she said she allowed me to borrow it. So it's KESK. It's knowing, acquired scripture knowledge. Knowing acquired scripture knowledge. When you know the scripture, Jesus said in John, he said, search the scriptures, for in them I am found. Search the scriptures. You'll find life. And Brenda, I want to pray this morning because I keep hearing the slowness in your voice. I don't know what's going on with you, what I'm declaring and decreeing, that your blood will flow properly. It will flow properly through the body. Whatever she needs, Father, by faith you will give it to her. You will interject it to her right now. You will do it for her. You will watch over her grandchildren, over her children, because the enemy you lying, the attack you're trying to make on her, it's not gonna be. It's a no. It's a no. That means it's a zero. For the love that I have for this sister is the love that God has for us. And I believe whatever it is that she needs right now, if it's in my means to deliver it to her, I'm available to the best of my ability. But I pray this day, Father, that you will cause, hallelujah, Buffalo Son, whatever it is she needs in the house, wherever she is right now, I lay my hands upon her body and let it be transformed to her. Be transformed. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Let it be transformed. And Father, as you taught me in the day I live how to pray for myself, I have to pray for myself. I pray that Brenda, she done prayed on them for everybody, but teach her how to have an intimate prayer for her own body, for her three layers of skin, for her eyes, for her lungs, for her kidneys, for her pancreas, for the veins that flow in her body, the private part of her body. But you, Father, know better than anyone through Jesus Christ. And I'm asking you, Father, her time is yet to do. Her time. She's drawing them in, Father. She's drawing them in. She's got one lady, Monica. She got her in. She's coming to a better understanding. She's coming in. She desires to know more. I pray that she will touch many, many more. Many, many more. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I just believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. And that's, hallelujah, whatever desires on our line. And I just pray with her. I pray that it's something holding on to both of us, Father. And we just release it right now in the name of Jesus, that the Father may be glorified. That the Father may be glorified. We just give it to you, Father, because we don't know how to deal with it. Some things, Father, we just have to give it to you. We give it to you. Oh, yes. Like my nephew, he went to be with you Sunday. I had to release him, Father. When I released him, you brought him home. Some said, no. Yes. No, when I released him, and my wife, Marty went to, when they saw his body in the hospital, she said, I've never seen him look like that before in my life. His skin was so smooth, had a smile on his face. His hair was, I said, but that's how God says. In this life, he presents Bokusha. He show us, I'm going to miss him, but I know you got him, Father. I know this. Never to be mentioned again, this earth realm number. The breath he breathed has never returned unto God. God's breath has returned back to him through him. And thank you, Father. In Jesus' name is our prayer. We said thank you. We said thank you. We said thank you. And we said thank you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you and love you and I adore you and I magnify your name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen. Oh, this has been a day, sister. Hello? Brenda? Brenda?
Yeah, hello? I'm right here.
Okay.
I'm right here.
All right, this has been a day. My God.
This is the day that the Lord
has made, and we must and shall rejoice in and be glad in it.
All
amen.
Right. Let us bless his wonderful name together. Let's exalt him. Let's lift him up.
Amen.
He's high. He's looking up. He's up and he's looking down and he's concerned about his people. he's concerned about what's going on in this world today. No. And he even knows that a plan, planning to live on Mars, God gave us Earth, you know. But even those that are planning it, the space stations and things that they're building for man to live up on another significant part that God made. God made. God made. Lord have mercy. It's modern technology. That's all it is. It's modern technology. Yeah.
Amen. And but I believe that Jesus Christ shall come back before there be any inhabitants of Mars until His word will never fail. And Brendan, I want to thank you for the joy, for the liberality, for the financial, the prayer support, the longevity you suffered. You cried out many days for me, and I've cried out many days for you. We're going to pray continuously that God has His will done in our lives. Because right now, and I hear your words that's sinking deep in my spirit, man. Some preachers do not know the word. We pray that they will come to the knowledge of the word. We pray it. And I want to just share this with some people because I've been down in Texas City with Bible Way. And God has blessed Bible Way through a sister, this pastor, this woman who believes God. And God is using her. God has given her a new building right now. They're getting ready to move into it. And I want to thank God for they invited me down there on different Sundays to preach the word. And I pray because I'm ready to see the revival. I'm not after a man's heart. I'm after to get their understanding. You need to give themselves to Jesus Christ. And I pray for Turner, whom I support over 1,000%, that he will be the next mayor of the city of Houston. For the enemy has done everything he can to stop him, but you, Father, to the believers, and we just believe it, Father, he will be the next mayor of this city. No matter what they said, how they said it, he will be the next mayor of this city. He will bring the fullness of what you said, because there are many things that need to be corrected. And if evils keep moving forward, there will be no way, but you shall come and deliver us into your presence. But we stand here today and we say thank you. We say thank you. And I want to thank you for Brenda, who took her time to come out here and be on the radio. For around the world, somebody's heard her. For around the world. And then, Father, while we were praying, Father, even on California, some people, they hadn't even woken up there. They woke up. They're just not getting up. It's about 6:30 there. They're getting up, Father. But while we gave, glory, thank you, Father. And I thank you. Brenda, you have anything else to say?
Yes. That we do thank him. We thank him for the big things. We thank him for the little things. We thank him that we know that he's going to answer our prayer. We know that he's going to keep us in spite of. We know that his word is sufficient. His grace is sufficient that will carry us through if we just would lean and depend on nobody but him. And we're going to trust him to pay our tithes, trust him to pay our electric bills. Trust him that he's going to be all that we need. Trust him that he's going to turn my son around. And my children that believe that they can be satisfied to go to church and home and watch TV on channels and stuff, Lord. Bless him to turn away from that. You know, that's distorted. Because it has the same like the man of God. And it doesn't go on the inside. Uh-oh. And I look like I'm out of bleach. But God is able. Oh,
he's able.
He's able, Lord. He's able for the little things as well as the big things.
Yes.
Oh, God, don't know how happy I am, how satisfied I am with it. It might not be going the way that I think it ought to be going, but it's going, and he's right there with me. Thank you, Lord, and for teaching me wisdom. the thought about was Israel's son. It was Seth and Jacob. Set up in Israel, made it a welcome place to be, you know. But then, you know, mankind, Lord have mercy, mankind. It wants to take everything and turn it around, you know, for their end, you know. And they prophesize that Muhammad is the Jesus that we know. He's the Savior of the world. You know, but we combat those kind of things. We stand against those things. We the believers unite together, trust together. And now there seems that people died for our forefathers, Lord. Here we come along in 2015 and enact the things that they prayed and got into office and stuff. And now they reverse it. That Satan's job is to take everything that's godly and make it look bad, you know, so he can teach out of the book. They take all the words out of us. Every time. I think for saving grace for my children's mother-in-law that made it here safe and sound. I was asked to babysit, but I just couldn't do it. But she was able to quit her job and come babysit for them. So I think that's wonderful that you can retire from your job and come babysit. I mean, you know, that's saying a lot in itself. A lot of people would say, ooh, how's she going to take a year off from her job and go down there for a minute, face it, you know. But I thank God that even for my children, my grandchildren, you know, Lord, that you allow me to sow into their lives and help them to sing little songs that remind them of God. We need to invest in our children. They're growing up in a crazy home and they're getting grown. So we need to. And I thank God for healing my body. I do not receive what they say is wrong with it. So I do not receive it. But I feel kind of bad today, but I know that there's going to be good days and bad days. And bad days, I never will forget what he's done for me. God gave me a song when my air conditioning was out again for about a week this year. And when I had the mechanics coming to see it, he gave me this song. Let me share it with you. I'm not a singer at all. So don't look for the melancholy voice. Just listen to the words. Down through the years, the Lord's been good to me. Oh, down through the years, the Lord's been good to me. Down through the years, the Lord's been good to me. He's been good. That's my testimony today. Down through the years, even when I didn't know that he was watching over me, he was watching over me. And I tell you, the third person that came to my air unit fixed it. First one said they was going to do an email. Second one said they need to go away and get something else. The third one that came went up there and fixed it and came down and charged me less than $100, you know. Down through the years, the Lord's been good to me.
He's been really good to me. Down through the years, the Lord has been good to me. Well, I know, because he watches over me. Well, the Lord, my Savior, he's been good to me. Down through the years. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. I remember.
Yes.
But I give God the praise for the many things, for the things he has done for me. Yes. And as it says in this word of God, he says, I am one who say, I've never seen the righteous or his seed. The righteous or the seed beg for bread. My God Almighty, as long as this earth, there's going to be a seed. As long as this earth, there's going to be bread. And as the old folk will say, bread of heaven, feed me until I want no more. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. I'm getting down one more call. Oh, yes, Lord. Today is a day. God, we just thank you for the movement, for the shaking of your Holy Spirit in us and shaking it out. And I know, Father, we all have some issues in our bodies. We have some issues in our bodies that we don't want to deal with them. And I know this, but I have declared and decreed, because your word says, my body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. My body, my B-O-D-Y, is a temple.
Yes.
It's not a theater. It's not a restaurant. It is a temple. It's not a new car. It's not a new suit. It is a temple. It's not a new house. It's not an old house. It's not an apartment. It's a temple of God. And if Yeshua HaMashiach is going to dwell there through God, let him do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, as we news, because I'm going to just say it to you, Brenda, because I started making some videos on Facebook, so you can start downloading them. Like, you got a word you want to send, and I got the streaming set up. It's going to go on my it's already ready to go. We got it done to go. We got it was a nickel and a dime. We got it fixed up. So all you got to do is send it to send me the email. I have it. We're going to open it up, because I need the people to see more of the word. And it's called streaming. We need to hear from people. You know, yesterday when I went to the doctor, and I'll just tell you, because I'm fighting what they call cancer, but I have declared and decreed it is not in it, will not enter my body. Will not enter my body. And so when we were at the doctor yesterday, they know by the movement that I had, they said they have to check my blood, but the new medicine they have don't have to do the pinching to see how your blood count is. And so I have declared and decreed it will not enter my body. I'm a liar, but God is true, and I'm believing God for his word. Cancer has no ring in my body. It does not have a ring. And you know, the closer I get as I told some in June, the month of June, I'm sharing my testimony. In June of this year, God told me, he said, your world, your life has made a complete change. A complete change. And I said, well, Lord, he said, no, because you have taken the word and you believe it. You believe it. And I'm going to trust God in it. And so as I share with some this morning, let it know. See, God can, will, shall. And there was another lady that was the doctor's office telling about her husband passed on because of his blood. And now they say the medication that they have now is getting better. Well, it's becoming a little more sophisticated. See, it's an attack by the enemy. The enemy will do everything, but God's word is mandated over everything. So I share this with us once again. Let me take you back about...
Oh, God.
Well,
take
that's the time.
Take me back.
Amen. That was a time when he didn't even have radio. Hello? That was a time when he didn't have radio. I'll call you back. That we didn't have radio. But because now we got the computers. All we had was an AM, FM. All we had back in that day in the 1900s we had was an AM. Now we got a phone. It's what 15, 20 years old, you got a phone that you can see a person on, hold it in your hand, you talk to them. You tell me, well, they say, that's not the devil. No, that's God saying to you, I'm soon to come. Every eye shall see him. Every eye shall see him. And I was telling some people, like, you know what? Well, the devil going to take it to his advantage. Everybody, because if you got the computer, you got, what if they shut the power down? The grid down. How are we going to communicate when we all go to social media? How are we going to communicate? How are we going to communicate? Won't be able to, so that's when prayer comes in. And I say these words to us. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves, if my people, who is my people? God's people. Hallelujah. And today is the day that I want to say, Brenda, the Lord bless you and keep you. And remember my words. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Until the next time, God bless you, okay? Okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, bye-bye
yes,
now.
Sir.
Okay, bye-bye
bye.
Now.
God bless you, keep you until we meet again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.